Our next public hearing is change of zone number 1643, Land Investments LLC.
This is an application to amend the comprehensive zoning map from a GR, General Residential District, to a B1 Neighborhood Business District for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, for land lying at the southwest intersection of Road 388 and Road 382 to be located on 1.848 acres, more or less. Gentlemen, on this application, previously you were provided with a copy of a exhibit booklet. It's spiral bound. It's entitled Hampton Park Parcel A Rezoning Application. It includes a color rendering site plan, an executive summary, a revised site plan dated May 14th, 09, a tax map indicating zoning, an aerial photograph of the site and surrounding areas, photographs of existing commercial uses in the vicinity, reference to the comprehensive plan, future land use map, reference to the comprehensive plan, environmentally sensitive overlay zone, plus response letter, a DLDOT, no TIS required letter, a hydrologic soils rating map, a tax ditch easement exhibit, proposed easement and fee simple plot for a sanitary sewer pump station, a county maintenance truck path plan, and recorded covenants and restrictions for Hampton Park and Hampton Park subdivision tax map. And they are a part of the record and have been since May 18th. We have a couple of agency comments. First one being from Department of Transportation. It was dated September 11th of 07. Traffic impact study was not recommended. The present level of service of Zion Church Road being Road 384 to stoplight at Route 17 is level of service C and could possibly increase to level of service D if the site were fully developed. The other reference is Road 388 from Hudson Road to Road 382. The level of service there is A and would remain at level of service A. We received a memorandum from the Sussex Conservation District. In reference to this application, there are two soil types referenced. The applicant will be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation. That additional comment that requested the applicant please abide by all state and federal wetlands laws. If there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, it may not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements. On-site drainage improvements will depend on the scope of the project. There is no tax ditch affected. Attached to that memorandum is a copy of an aerial photograph, an aerial soil map, a soil report, soil legend, and references to prime and other farmlands. We also received a copy of the plus report from dated February 25th of 08, based on a state agency review on January 30th of 08. It has also been a part of the record and received on March 3rd of 2008. The last agency comment would be the County Engineering Department in the form of from the Utility Planning Division, making reference to the application, the location, the tax map, and the proposed use. The site is located in the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District. A wastewater capacity is available. Ordinance 38 construction may not be required. The current system connection charge rate is estimated to be $3,600 per EDU. That's subject to change by the budget, which would be effective July 1. Sewer service is not available to the parcel presently. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update and the preliminary engineering report for the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District will be required. The proposal is to rezone the parcel to B1. Hampton Park developer has agreed to convey a site for a regional pump station within the development Because of the parcel's proximity to the pump station, site capacity is expected to be adequate for development of allowable uses on the parcel if the B1 rezoning request is approved. The parcel is within the boundaries of the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District, and connection to the system will be mandatory. Excuse me. The design schedule indicates sewer service could become available to the parcel as early as the summer of 2010. Conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update and the Johnson Corner Sanitary Sewer District preliminary engineering report will be required. County requires design and construction of the collection and transmission system to meet Sussex County Engineering Department sewer standards and specifications. The county engineer must approve the connection point. A sewer connection plan must be reviewed and approved prior to any sewer construction, and they provided a checklist for preparing a sanitary sewer concept plan. And a concept plan is required. That was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. And gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir. We thank you, Mr. Lank. And the chair recognizes Mr. Willard.
Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, thank you very much. Tim Willard with Fuqua and Yorey, representing the applicant, which is Land H, LLC. Principal's Joel Farr. He's been before you a few times, I think. He's represented here by Virgil Bullis. Also, the engineer is Ken Christianberry, as you all know, with Axiom Engineering. This is a request for a change of zone for a parcel that's approximately a little over 1.5 acres. The purpose of the B1 district, and I quote directly from your code, is to provide primarily for retail shopping and personal service uses to be developed either as a unit or individual parcels to serve the needs of a relatively small area, primarily nearby rural, low-density or medium-density residential neighborhoods. This parcel is what we have up here is a tax parcel with color-coded with what the various uses are, but I just want to point out from the outset, which is, I can't walk away from that, I guess. But that's the parcel right there. Ken will help me out.
Yeah, excuse me. They ask you to do is you might want to turn that board a little bit.
I have an identical one on the other.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
He's pointing
okay.
to the same exhibit you all see right there.
Anyone who has an interest in this application that would like to get up and take a closer look at the board, please feel free to do so. Just while you're there, if you would do it quietly, we'd appreciate it.
Yeah, we have identical ones there. You use a pointer, okay. If you would.
Sure.
Can you sit down and do it or not?
I can.
He intimidates me, seeing I'm afraid I'll jump in or something.
Sorry, Tim.
As I said, the property is located on Route 20, Zion Church Road, at the intersection of Zion Church Road and Deers Run Road. It's approximately 2 miles from the intersection of 54 and 20. What's significant about this parcel from the outset, I should tell you, is it's part of a subdivision which was called Hampton Park. And if you turn to the very last tab or the very last document in the booklet, and I'll just be referring to the booklet, you'll see what was approved in 1975, and that's still the approved subdivision. It's GR, lots about 10,000 square feet, or our minimum of, and there are quite a few lots there. You'll see that parcel A and B on Route 20 were part of that subdivision, and at the time that the covenants were recorded in 1975, that parcel was identified as proposed commercial. So all the property owners in there, or anybody bought lots, are on notice that there was intent in 1975 anyway to make that a commercial property. The applicant is asking for B1 to put a small retail establishment there. You'll see page 1 through 3 of our exhibits. And also the rendition. And that is just a concept plan. That's what they propose, a small retail establishment to fit into what B1 allows, which would service the local community. That's approximately 13,000 square feet. It would be on the corner there that had been identified as commercial. The uses would depend on the demand and the need, probably more convenience items, things that are described in B1. I'd like to talk now about the vicinity of the area. If we can go back to the tax parcel map. The area is somewhat unique in that it's fairly close to the 54 and 20 intersection, which obviously is a pretty dense commercial area. Americana's down that way. But what's developed here is a satellite community with mixed use. You have real high residential, which is part of our parcel, or medium density residential. You have a lot of farmland, chicken houses, but you also have a lot of uses that are business or commercial. If you go up the street, and Ken will point them out as I do them, there's Roxana Lodge, there's B&B Heating, there's a B1 zoned up there. I'm not sure exactly what the use is. You'll see some pictures in a subsequent tab. There's C1 European Auto Works, which is located right across from our request. That's already zoned C1. Right next to our parcel on the same side of the street is Twin Cedar Apartment Complex. That's C1, really dense. You also have in a pipeline, I think, a project to develop that as far as behind that. Continuing on that same side of the road, just in 2007, you see Fenwick Medical. That's the large green swath right there. Below that is a campground. You recommended approval of the conditional use for that complex. That's a six-building, about 100,000 square foot medical facility. Then back to the other side of the street, there are a couple commercial buildings, but it's already zoned at C1. And then you have I believe it's a special use for a greenhouse-type operation, agriculture operation. And then down the street to the right, the other big green area is Johnson's Country Market. So you have CUs, you got some B1, you got some C1, and the parcel we're asking that you change just to B1 is part of a large medium residential GR neighborhood. I actually have the minutes from that were used or that represent the approval of PMT, the medical facility, in 2007. And the commission found that the project is in an expanding area of Sussex County and is located less than 2 miles from the intersection of 54 and 20. And the project will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties. That was the large medical facility. The county went on to take your recommendation for that medical facility. And I think it's relevant because they're at least identifying what they believe is going on in the area. And they found in their ordinance that the property is located in an area of existing commercial uses as automobile sales, apartments, and grocery stores. This area is also developed extensively with residential projects, including Bayside Americana, Ashley Manor, Swan Cove, Brandywine, assisted living projects, and others. This project is in an expanding area of Sussex County and is located less than 2 miles from the intersection 54 and 20, and that is in Ordinance 1950. Since several years ago, this area has been brought into your comp plan as the Environmental Sensitive Developing District, and it also has been brought into the Johnson Corner Sewer Project. So you've seen what's going on there, but also the county has recognized it as an area that's developing and is ripe for some growth or small businesses to serve what's going on around there. There's a need, and I know you all have seen a couple B1s lately. And I think this is somewhat unique because of what the county's done and what I've described thus far. In an environmentally sensitive district, your comprehensive plan tells us what our permitted use is, and I'd like to just briefly quote from language there. A permitted use, a retail office uses are appropriate, but larger shopping centers and office parks should be confined to selected locations with access to arterial roads. Careful mixtures of homes with light commercial and institutional uses can be appropriate to provide for convenient services and to allow people to work close to home. This is a modest project as far as size that would be designed, marketed to those small businesses or entrepreneurs that wants to serve that neighborhood. And we think that fits your previous comp plan, also in a low-density area, recognized B1 as something that would be appropriate in that area. We got the plus comments. We responded to those. Those are also in your book. I'm not going to spend too much time on the site plan because you all know as a change of zone, it's really the concept plan, but on a lot this size, the commercial opportunities are somewhat limited, and this is a design that both adds some flexibility, but plus makes sense for what the demand is in that area. But as you know, it's subject to change. We have 13,000 square feet of retail space or office space. The requirement for that would be 67 parking spaces. We've included 87 with a pretty large easement or buffer in the front with landscaping as the design. To the extent parking may be frowned upon in the front of a commercial establishment, there is a lot of flexibility with the number we have. However, with the other uses in the area, you'll see a lot of parking in the front, at least Auto Works across the street. In fact, if you go back to the orange tab in your book, you will see more highlights of the areas that I spoke of in photographs. It's actually the page that's tabbed in orange, where you'll see the Roxana Fire Hall, the Roxana Lodge just up the street, B&G Heating, the Twin Cedars Apartment, European Coachworks, which has a lot of parking in the front, the couple existing commercial buildings across the street, the Creative Gardens and Johnson's Country Market, which is down the street and has parking in the front. I think when you have a B1 use, it lends itself to people that aren't staying long, so maybe the employees would be in the back. And that's why we do have some parking in the back. I have included the letter in tab, it's I, the blue tab in there, no TIS was required for this project. The applicant has been working with county engineers rather extensively on this. I have already indicated that this is an area that's located in an expansion of the Johnson Corner Sewer Project. With that project, the applicant has donated or acquiesced to the request to give some land to put a pumping station there. So what you'll see on tab 11 is where that pumping station is located. Probably a better depiction of it, which is on the back corner of this project, this property we're asking for commercial, is the rendition in the very next page after the summary. You can see the yellow square in the back on the gear run. That would be the pumping station, and then three actually easements, which gives you access to that for your sewer district. We just recently got the letter from the sewer department where they say adequate sewer is available for this project, and that the applicant would be required to hook up to it at their expense, and they're aware of that. So you have the easements that have already been finalized. And the last at tab, yellow tab, I'll call it, because it is yellow, you'll see the language in the very first two paragraphs of the covenants that were accorded that states, each lot or given land area located in Hampton Park shall be used solely exclusively for residential purposes, except for the proposed commercial areas designated as Parcel A and B. And again, in paragraph two, it's reiterated that Parcel A and B should be reserved for commercial. Obviously, that's your call or the council's, but that was the intent when this was done. And it kind of makes sense with how things have evolved, and that's our argument. There's a demand for it. And also, the vicinity has enough mixed uses located to a commercial hub fairly far down the road. I mean, it's not as close as 24 is to Route 1, but it makes the project somewhat unique. And I think demanding a small business operation like this applicant has asked for. So I'd like to call Mr. Bullis up here briefly. Mr. Bullis, as a representative of Land H LLC, you've heard my representations as far as the application for this change of zone. Are they true and correct to your belief?
Yes, they are.
Is there anything you want to add?
The only thing, we've talked to a few people about small businesses.
I need you to introduce yourself.
I'm sorry.
I need you to introduce yourself so that the tape will have a name to put with the voice.
Okay. My name is Virgil Bullis. I'm a real estate consultant, licensed with Coldwell Banker.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Go ahead.
We have talked to a couple of small businessmen. They can't afford to go down to Harris Teeter and rent one of those gigantic rooms and buildings that they're even adding on now. It was just like something small, barbershop. One guy wants to like to put a small sub shop in. So that's a kind of a, obviously with 13,000 square feet, you can't put a lot of businesses there, but that's what we're looking to do.
Richard?
Now, I have a proposed finding of facts that I'd like to give to Mr. Robertson.
Please do.
Do you have one still?
Yes, I do. So, gentlemen, just in summary, we believe this is consistent with the comp plan. We believe there is a demand for it, demonstrated by some of the other things going on in the area. It won't adversely affect the area. It's a relatively modest change of zone, but the property owners in this subdivision were on notice that that was the intent when it was originally designed. And actually, that such a project could really be an asset, not only to the residents, that it could serve businesses, the residences, whether it's a sandwich shop, a coffee shop, or a dry cleaner, but it also could give some entrepreneurs some space to make a living, which in these days is something that we look for. So.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. We'll see if there's anyone on the commission that has any questions for you. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And between the exhibit book and Mr. Willard's presentation, I only have a few questions. And I just wanted to start with, I guess, Director Lank. Your opening comments, you said sewer may be in this area in the summer of 2010?
Right.
Thank you. And Mr. Willard, your client applicant has cooperated with the county to facilitate the expansion of the Johnson's County Sanitary Sewer District.
Absolutely. I think not only, you know, do they go through the voting process and things, and the principal actually owns lots in Hampton Park, but they've, I would say cooperating would be donating land for a pumping station. Yeah.
Now, the pumping station is maintained, I guess, by Sussex County, is that correct?
Yes.
So any landscaping or shielding from view, that would not be on the...
Is the pump station actually on this property? That's a question I had.
If you go to the sewer easements, Ken Christenberry, Axiom Engineering here in Georgetown, if you go to the sewer easements tab, the first page shows you what's going to be owned by the county. The county only owns a 35-foot square that'll be fenced in. Mm-hmm. The balance of what's provided are easements so they can get to it. As you can see, it's not located on the road. So that yellow square is all that the county would own. They wouldn't maintain anything outside of that, but I think it would be in, of course, the developer's interest to provide some landscaping and shielding as well. And the property that it is on is owned by the principals of the applicant, but it is the back corner of one of the residential lots in Hampton Park. The majority of Hampton Park is only a paper street subdivision right now. There are about 4 to 5 lots that are developed on a gravel road. The rest of the development was not improved back in the 70s, but now that sewer is being installed, that subdivision is very likely to be improved in physical form, so those lots can actually be occupied.
Thank you. Now, if I were a neighbor or a property owner in the area, does the central sewer coming into the vicinity, does that create any benefit or any burden to me as a neighbor property owner, other than if this application were not before us tonight? Now, would approval of your project create either any extra burden or benefit?
The sewer district has been established by Sussex County already, so the properties that are in are in. The impact fees that they're going to have to pay have been calculated. The benefit, of course, is that this developer has acted in good faith in providing real estate so that a pump station can be physically installed servicing this area. So he's provided a benefit to himself and to any other landowner, because the entire area is filled with... There's a lot of GR zoning in the area. GR allows for rather small lots that are not adequate to support an on-site septic system. So that actually allows All this is geo. This area here is Hampton Park. That's Deer Run, which is improved. And Deer Run has GR lots, so they're probably 10,000 square feet. These lands in here are GR as well. The AR lands, of course, can be developed more efficiently with sewer, but the majority of those AR lands fall outside of the district. That line that's the zoning line also is fairly close to what they chose to annex into the district.
And just repeating what's in the book here, there was no traffic impact study deemed necessary by the Department of
Transportation. Correct. If you go to the tab that says DLDOT letter, you'll notice that they reference three different applications, and the first one is this application, and it says that no TIS is required.
Okay. And I think there's an acknowledgement in your exhibit book, as well as Mr. Willard repeated it a couple times, that an acknowledgement that the commission generally does not like parking in the front yard setback on site plans.
Yes, what we attempted to do for that, because of the shape of the property, it's not a very steep property. It's very long. It runs with Round 20 quite a bit. So the front setback is
40.
60. It's a 60-foot front yard setback. And a 60-foot wide landscaped area we feel would be kind of excessive. And because of the shape of the property, would, in fact, be punitive to the use of the property. So we did show about a 20-foot. Now, granted, this is a site plan, so it's not binding on you or on us where this, the rezoning to be approved. But that area could be set aside to allow for a landscape buffer between the parking. For a neighborhood business, having the parking visible from the road, we think makes sense for both the patrons and for the tenants. In addition, your tab that shows the off-site photographs, every other commercially zoned or used property within a mile of this site has parking in the front setback, either in the form of paved striped parking in the majority of them. And the one that doesn't have paved striped parking in the front is European Auto Works, which has cars parked in the grass in the front setback. So
we have room there to do landscape islands. So.
Gentlemen, I want to remind you that this is a change of zone. This is not a site plan.
Yes, exactly. We're simply letting Mr. Smith know that we've anticipated that issue.
Okay. That's all the questions I have at this time. Thank you.
Richard, thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Johnson.
Perhaps Mr. Smith was just letting you in for what you might be in for if it does get approved as a change in zone.
Understood.
Because as you know, what we're talking about is a change of zone, not as to what your site plan is being shown tonight. It's just an example of what might be there.
Right.
Because as you pointed out, there's a variety of uses that are permitted in a B1 zone that might be different than what's shown here. Correct?
Absolutely. Every single one could be done here. I think what's significant is it's a relatively small parcel, which necessarily limits it, but...
All right, thank you. I was just a point of clarification for myself and the commission, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Based on information presented, I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
Let's have a couple. Following up on Mr. Smith's question on the sewer, when will this pump station help the residents of Hampton Park as well?
Yes.
Is that the intention of,
yes,
of this whole?
Without this... Without a pump station in the immediate vicinity, providing sewer would not be very feasible. So, you know, the pump station that's being proposed would service.
The pump station also, I mean, with county engineering, it's part of the engineering for the whole Johnson's Corner Sanitary Sewer.
Right. This is a regional pump station.
It's not driven by this application.
This pump station...
Yeah, right.
Serves Hampton Park, it serves Deer Run, it serves the El Rancho Roxana, Gentle Winds. All those projects are going to be served by this,
okay,
this
so
pump
it's
station.
A,
it's
right.
Regional.
That's all the questions I have.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lang?
No questions.
Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions. Thanks.
I do have one, Mr. Chairman.
One more from Mr. Johnson.
Thank you. Have you given any consideration to using Road 388 for your entrance and exit versus your what you're exhibiting or proposing here? Although I know we're not talking site plan.
Right. You told us not to.
The entrance is actually, if you take your very last tab in the book.
I think the simple answer is yes. We'll
okay.
Set
Thank
up.
You. Well, okay. That's on the. Thank you.
The Route 20 entrance is a paper street already on the subdivision plan.
I know.
So that's
I saw that.
That's why it's there.
Okay. That may question. Be Delta's preference.
Okay.
Delta's going to have a preference.
Well, right? It'll be Delta's decision.
It may not give them access to both.
Certainly won't right. be ours. They'll
be their
the
choice.
Ones. Yeah.
They don't right. like the little through connector. They mm-hmm. create through traffic.
True. Okay, gentlemen, we thank you. Take a seat nearby if you would, please, and we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1643, Land H Investments, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1643? Yes, sir, with your hand held high. Come up and tell us who you are and where you live, and you may have the floor.
My name is Brian Lynch, and I can show you where I live.
Well, go ahead. Okay.
That's.
You said Brian Mitchell, right?
Brian Lynch.
Lynch, I'm sorry.
Yeah. My wife and I and our two young daughters live across the street. My daughters are 10 and 6. Mm-hmm. And I feel and we feel that there is absolutely no need for this to go. We've worked hard for that little piece of property that we have through the help with our in-laws who now live next door, which is not shown on that picture. There's another house there.
Okay.
We haven't sat in our living room going, man, I wish there was a store across the street. There's Harris Teeter. There's Uncle Willie's down at the end, 2 miles. There's Uncle Willie's that barely stays open. And it's not supported throughout the community hardly at all. There's Food Lion. There's anything around there that you need within a 3 mile radius. If I want to sub, I can pick up the phone and call Ken's and it'd be to my door in a half hour. As far as, I'm nervous, can you tell?
Could have fooled me. I think you're doing a fine job.
As far as the roads, Deer Run Road, I mean, that's barely enough room to put two trucks going in and out. We have a motorhome that we use for our business that we travel with. We don't travel down Deer Run Road with our motorhome. Very rarely do we, because if you meet another car coming head on, we have to pull off to the road, off to the side. There's no shoulder on Deer Run Road. There's been a fatal accident less than 2 years ago on Deer Run Road. And I can tell you, through the turn that you see on the, I guess it would be the south side of European Coach Works, we've had more cars in our ditch. I think we've had enough Ford Ranger parts in our ditch. We could put a Ford Ranger together from the amount. And
that's
the road in the summertime, it's a lot. No Dodges, though. in the summertime, that the speed zone there is 50 mile an hour. You know as well as I do, in the summertime, it's a main thoroughfare to go to the beach. They're doing 60, 65. And with the entrance there, I mean, sometimes it is a burden with Jack next door when he has his trucks coming to pick up the repos. You know, they're on the shoulder of the road. Now, what's going to happen when you're going to have delivery trucks coming in there? You're going to have lights. I don't care what the buffer is. We're still going to see the lights all night long. There's going to be, if they have the buffer there and it's, you know, and it's blocking the line of sight, then you're going to have people coming in at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, hiding, parking, partying, whatever they're going to do. It's going to happen. And then, you know, we've got two small children. We don't have much, but what we have, you know, we don't want anybody else to, the more eyes are over there, the more they see what we have. It'll affect, you know, we like to sit in our living room, which is on the front right-hand side of the house on the first floor with our curtains open. So we can look outside while we watch TV. We're not going to be able to do that anymore because we don't want the invasion, you know, of the people parking across the street. Oh, look what they're doing! You know, it's not needed. There is absolutely no need for that. No need. You know, it's going to impact. I know the developer. That's a business deal. We have a small business. I understand business deals. We travel for our business. I should be in Atlanta or actually Texas right now at an IHRA race conducting my business. But I can't do that because we feel this is going to impact so much that it's so negative an impact on me and my family And what's it going to do to our property value? You know, we can't sell our house now because it's gone down $75,000 in the last 2 years. What's it going to do to our property value? You know, who's going to want to live across the street from that? I mean, I'm not a real estate expert, but I know what we've been told, you know. And it's that's what we have. That's our life, is right across the street. That 1 acre is our life. And with that going across the street, where do we stand? Who's going to look out for us? And I absolutely see no need for a store to be there. There's nothing developed there now, you know. The property, you can see there's nothing there right now. I know there's lots that have been sold in there, but and I know that they said there was a stipulation back in 1975 or whatever about it possibly being commercial. I was 9 years old in 1975, so I don't know about that. The traffic is going to pick up. Absolutely it's going to pick up. It's bad enough. We can be 5 minutes in our driveway in summertime now on a Saturday trying to get out. What's it going to be when they have that across the street? You know, and then we've lived there, well, I've been there 9 years. I mean, I grew up in Selbyville. As my late father said, we got original sand between our toes. You know, we've lived here forever. And, you know, it's just, I just cannot see, especially with being next to Deer Run Road, that road supporting anything. There's a horse farm down that road. Did they ride their horses up and down on the side of that road? What's going to happen to that? You know, where's the danger going to be to the kids riding up and down the road on their horses? With people coming in and out of that road. You know, like I said, that turn right there, there's been plenty of head-on accidents right on that turn. One of them, recently, they had to fly the helicopter and park it in our side yard to take the people away. You know, it's just, there's no absolutely, and with the entrance there, that's a recipe for disaster. Knowing what we know from living there, that's a recipe for disaster for as far as traffic. So, and that's what I have to say.
All right, sir. We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Yes, sir.
My name is Wayne McGee. I live directly in front beside him. I got a little problem here. To back up. It's a pretty picture and all that. But going back a few years for a conversation with Mr. Stickles, I've heard a lot of how-dos and may-dos and could-dos here, but we went on a trusty thing 20-some years ago, and we ended up with Twin Cedars down the road. And Mr. Stickles said, just patience, and they'd get rid of that, because we couldn't sleep, you know, and the boom-chicky-boom going, and 300-some cars been up in our yard and the ditches and stuff, so it's kind of nice. They're just starting to wind it down. Mr. Millis is very familiar with it. Then all of a sudden, you know, well, maybe things going to get kind of nice. You know, we got a nice little thicket in front of us now. And it sounds good to have that there, but I can't see where we need it. If they put it in there, well, here we go. Cars and noise and stuff's going to be there. I don't care how much you put it or little. You can come down to economics. I know you folks probably make some money, and they probably make some money, but right now, ain't nobody making no money down there. We don't need it.
Well, I can guarantee you, I don't think there's anybody up here who's going to make any money. If there is, they had better abstain right now. So, but anyway, go right ahead.
Well, I know they want to develop it, and it's been there for a while. People's got land, you know, and want to get their houses in there and stuff. But it's just a small parcel of woods there, but it's kind of an important little parcel of woods. Little example, the other morning I got up and we had an eagle sitting out there. That was kind of nice. I left and went to work, stopped at our local convenience store to get some gas, and I got another bird, and it sure didn't have feathers on it. That's kind of the thing you'd be looking at from then on, I think. So I can't see where it'd be feasible for them to put anything in there right now. It's just going to be an inconvenience as far as everybody's concerned on our end. I'm sure they wouldn't want it in their front yard. And if they do put it in there, they're going to have to do some traffic changing. Cost you folks some money and probably come up in my front yard and take out all of my big trees and stuff. And that's just about all I got to say without getting wound up. So.
Well, all right, sir. Well, we appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you, now. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Yes, ma'am. Come right on.
I'm Pat McGee. I live right across the road with Wayne. I've been there all my life. I've tilled on my hands and knees and pulled weeds in that field. They're going to put their commercial property. I don't think it's needed. Harris Teeter's down the road. There's Food Line. There's a Hawker store on 17 and 26. Like my husband said, Twin Cedars, we have put up with the noise and the chickaboom. We lived also on their map. We live across the road now. We lived on the other side of the road, which we sold and moved across. We've put a house in there, which we think for our life, and we enjoy the location, but with it being zoned business, residential, or whatever they want it to do, that's going to change our whole life, our whole lifestyle. And I just don't think it's uncalled for. I mean, we can't even cross the road now. You ask my husband, go out and get the paper in the morning. Sometimes it's got to sit there 3 or 4 minutes to even get across the road. What's this going to do? What's this going to create? We've seen the bus stop out front with our grandchildren. The cars don't even stop for it. And where their driveway is located, it's across from European Coach Works, and they've had numerous accidents there. Deer Run Road, there's been numerous accidents. We've had people in our yard. So I think this is going to create more of a hardship and everything for everybody else. That's all I've got to say.
Thank you, ma'am. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
I have a question for our director again.
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, Mr. Rehear this on the record. While it's not the subject of this application, it's been mentioned, Mr. Lang, the Twin Cedars several times. I believe you mentioned that is currently zoned C1, that parcel that is underneath Twin Cedars.
Where Twin Cedars is located is on C1 commercial.
And that there are site plans in the pipeline, so to speak.
There are applications in the pipeline for amendment to that rezoning, or that commercial zoning, to make it more square than long, and to possibly their application to subdivide RPC on the rest of the property.
Mm-hmm. That is currently
months down the road, but it's still,
yes,
it has been received.
And that is already zoned C1 commercial, which permits a wide range of uses.
Yes, it does.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Lang.
All right, sir. We thank you. Anyone else? All right, then. We'll close the public hearing. We thank you for being with us this evening. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.